Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, January the 9th, 2026. 12 minutes past the hour. Rainy, but looks like clearing up here on this Friday morning. Matt Morgan has been in the studio since we started this morning. He was here on time. That's always a good thing. Matt Stephen Wolf, new candidate, official campaign kickoff next week on the 15th, I believe, for state representative in the 86th district. What did you make of Stephen Wolf?
Well, I mean, you know, he seems to be a nice enough fellow. Speaks in a you know, measured kind of tone. I think the campaign, I guess, is rather interesting to be coming in this late. But I don't know how well it bodes for them. But also, I'm not sure exactly what, like, the difference is. I mean, he even made a point to say that that there wasn't all really any big differences between Tracy Richardson, Ben Weber, and himself. You know, basically gave the whole, we're all conservatives. We all have, you know, the same general concept of ideas. Nice fellow. You know, apparently property taxes is his big concern. I don't know how that is. I guess I don't own any, but I don't know. Like I said, nice enough fellow. I just think that the race is going to be interesting, seeing as I don't know that there's going to be much of a difference between the three candidates.
Well, that is interesting.
Yeah.
All right, I should mention that the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944 if you'd like to get in on the conversation. Remember, we'll be on through 1 o'clock this afternoon. It is Friday, so there's always something to talk about here. Now, I want to talk about, well, let's go to the national issue, because yesterday that was where our program went with Christian Pearson being here. Now, we did end up talking about all the gubernatorial stuff, and we will as the morning goes along. But this whole thing that happened in Minnesota with the American mother being shot and killed by an ICE agent. Now, this became a big conversation yesterday on this program. At that point, I was busy Wednesday night. I had not seen the video. I did not understand what's going on. I have seen the video now. This seems to be a problem, what happened in Minnesota. What's your take, and then we'll get into it.
The only thing I know is what you said. I never watched the video. I didn't know there was a video. I guess I gotta go find this video now so I can see what happened. I mean, I guess you don't get the before. I don't know how soon the video starts, but anyways. The only thing I had heard was that ICE had shot and killed a woman, and that Minneapolis's mayor told ICE to leave.
Very strongly.
Yes.
he said what
get the blank out of the city, something like that.
Well, and he got a lot of criticism for dropping the F-bomb, but that's what he said.
I think it's fine.
Well, no, he got the criticism.
Oh, yeah.
You can think he's fine, but he did get the criticism. But early in that press conference, he said basically, because the Department of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem, who's an interesting person, basically said that she was trying to run over the ICE agent. So the mayor of Minneapolis started that conversation by saying that is bull something. And he used all the words. So he used that word in the description, and then he told him to get the F out of Minneapolis.
Yep. Well, I mean, like I said, I haven't seen the video, so I don't know when the video starts or anything like that. But I mean, it would seem to me that with the outrage that there has been, I don't think that. I mean, I would hope the majority of people who have made an opinion have seen the video, but I think if the outrage you know, if it fits, or sorry, if people are outraged, and I think it probably fits, I would hope.
Well, it's very interesting, because Jesse Ventura, who was governor of Minnesota, has spoken about this, and
was he an independent?
Yes, he was an independent. But he said he was very proud of Minneapolis anti-ICE people. He hit Trump as being a draft-dodging coward. He said that basically that they're living in a third-world country now in Minnesota. And since Tim Walz is not running again, he hinted that he might run for governor again. He was not happy about this.
Why isn't Tim Walz running for governor again?
Well, the whole Somali daycare scandal, I would say. Here's what it is. Jesse Ventura has called President Donald Trump a draft-dodging coward and hinted that he may run for Minnesota governor again amid a surge of immigration enforcement raids in Minneapolis. Trying to get some of his quotes here. Jesse Ventura said he's a draft-dodging coward who, when it come to his time to serve in this country, he did what all rich white boys did. I wasn't a rich white boy. We had to go. He's going to tell me what courage is, Ventura told the local station in Minnesota. Not happy.
Well, I mean, you know, fair enough, I guess. Bone spurs will do that.
Well, here's the problem. I've now seen the video.
Okay.
And here's my issue with the accusation that she is trying to run over the ICE agent. Okay. She stopped at a complete stop talking to the ICE agents. And she backs up to start to drive away. Now, if you're going to run over somebody, why would you back up and turn? Why would you back up? Back up to run them over? They're right in front of you.
Like directly in front of her car or standing at the window?
There was one directly in front of her car and then two on the side.
All right, well, then she was backing up. I don't know. All right, have to see the video.
Well, trust me, you can find it.
Well, I'm sure I can find it. I just don't want
to. So that was what I noticed in that video, was that if my intention is to run somebody over, I don't care which camera angle you look at, I'm not going to back up from a complete stop first to do it. And if I'm backing up, doesn't that give you time to get out of the way? Not that I should be charging you with a car, but I believe the policy is that you get out of the way. You don't kill the person.
I don't know. I know that, I mean, I don't know. I think I would probably get out of the way and start shooting. I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, if you're going to try to hit me with a car, I mean, at that point, that's, I mean.
Well, but again,
anyways,
this whole hit you with a car thing, I don't see that. I don't think Jesse Ventura sees that, and I don't think a whole lot of other people see that.
Yes, I understand that.
I just don't see. She's turning. I mean, again, you're going to turn to hit somebody?
If there was somebody off to my side, yes, I would probably turn to hit that person.
She turned away from the people on her side.
I got to watch the video.
Well, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And I'll tell you, if Jesse Ventura ran again, he could win. He could win. He was governor there before. Very popular, independent, nationally known. Certainly wouldn't be, and no incumbent right now with Tim Walz not running.
Did he run for governor a second time?
I can't believe you, who keeps in touch with all the news, has not seen the most popular video, the biggest news story of the last 24 hours.
I mean, I've heard about it, but I didn't watch the video. I didn't know there was a video.
The
only thing I saw a video of was the mayor telling ICE to leave the city.
Well, I mean, what do you think he saw? Clearly not somebody trying to run somebody over.
Well, I think I'd be pretty upset if ICE shot and killed one of my people as well.
Yeah, but I don't know that he would if he thought she was trying to run him over.
I mean, I guess not, but I mean...
I don't know why you would back up. You're stopped. You're talking to them. There are two on the driver's side of the car. There's one in front. And you back up and start to turn right away from the agents. And that's when they shoot you through the windshield.
Was there an ICE person, like, behind the car?
Nope.
Could you see behind the car?
Yes.
Okay.
And then there's another issue, because once the person shot, apparently there was a doctor in the area who was trying to attend to her, and the ICE agent stopped the doctor. Said they'd called EMTs.
That would be procedure. I would have done the same thing. I'm not a cop. I guess I don't know that that'd be procedure, but I would assume that would be procedure, would be to wait for the EMTs and not to let a rando start touching the man you just shot, or woman.
Well, I don't know that it is a rando. Well, so why do we learn CPR or anything if people are going to stop us?
Because there's a bit of a, like, the survival rate, like, if somebody has a heart attack and you need to perform CPR, you do CPR to wait for the EMTs.
This wasn't a rando, it was like a doctor.
I understand that.
I'd probably take the doctor over the EMT.
Well, I would assume that their like, procedure or whatever is to wait for EMTs.
I don't think they were caring all that much about procedure.
They felt they had some reason to shoot her. I don't know that they did have. I would assume they felt they had some reason. Otherwise, I would hope they're not just out there shooting people.
Well, you've heard the governor. You've heard Jesse Ventura. You saw protests all around the country that night. There's a lot of people who feel there was no call to do that.
I have not.
And she's an American.
Heard the governor.
Why is ICE involved in this anyway? Why is ICE stopping American citizens who live in Minneapolis?
I don't know. Asking for an ID or something, I suppose. I don't. Your guess is as good as mine.
I don't know. So, here we are. So, you agree with that behavior?
I haven't seen the video, but I would assume, like I said, they thought they had some reason to shoot her. I don't think they should be shooting people.
So what do you think their answer was going to be after that? We just shot her for the heck of it.
Well, I mean, I think that there have definitely been instances in which cops have shot people that did not need to be shot, and then, yes, the police department would come out, and they would just be like, well, and then they would like, you know, talk about, like, the totality, like, I can't think of the term that they use, but basically the entirety of the situation. You got to look at the whole thing as a picture, not just the clip you saw. You got to look at the whole situation. They get to go through some big thing about how the cop probably perceived a threat. I mean, you have like half a second before they shoot you, before you know, it's the kind of that thing. If I raise my hands quickly and I don't have a gun and I get shot, I mean, I raise my hands quickly. They probably thought I had a gun. Out of my pockets, up, and I got shot.
So don't you think this is a problem?
Oh, sure.
In the society we live in.
Yes, I agree. Problem.
But we don't identify. We just say, well, that's procedure, so go along with it. And I've told you that the procedure here, and you feel free to look it up anytime you like, is that if you are not in imminent danger, and you can look at that video from any angle you want, nobody was in imminent danger, you do not fire upon the vehicle.
Yes. Like, if there's a runaway car, you don't shoot it. But, like, I mean, again, I think if they thought that... I didn't see the video.
No, I'm just... the car is stopped. There's no denying that.
Okay.
Okay, so if you feel this woman, you know who's in the car,
mm-hmm.
is imminently got you in danger, why are you standing at her window at that particular point? And how fast can a car get going that's at a complete stop and backs up before they do anything with the people standing there after a conversation is had, get? How much danger can you be in?
Well, I mean, you're probably not going to be killed by the impact, but I mean, being run over by a car is a whole different thing. I mean, if I ran you over going 5 miles an hour and you fell and hit the ground, yes, the impact's probably going to do nothing. It's 5 miles an hour. But if I started, you know, just crushing
well,
you,
let's just
that's
point
different.
But I'm talking about this situation. Let's just point it out. How injured were the ICE agents? None.
find the Wolfman video. One second.
Okay. Well, we'll just put the whole show on hold here.
Well, I don't
740-383-9944.
I know that a lady got shot. I heard the mayor tell ICE to leave, and that's it. That's all I know about the situation. I didn't read the article. I'm just saying to you,
if I am parked in a car in a parking lot, and you are in front of my car, if I start to move, what are you going to do? Stand there?
I mean, I don't know. Probably keep moving, I guess. I don't know.
Probably move. Which they did. They weren't hit.
Well, I understand that.
I don't think they weren't hit because they shot her. They weren't hit because she didn't hit them.
Okay. I feel the need to clarify. I do not think that she tried to hit them. I think that they probably perceived that there was a threat. Because otherwise, I would, like I said, I would presume that they're just not out here shooting people.
Well, you might presume that.
Well, I mean, if they're out here just shooting people, then... You know,
I presume that Americans weren't being taken to immigration detention camps and arrested. But, you know, that's not exactly the correct presumption to make anymore.
Start a revolution. Overthrow the government. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't think those are the two solutions to a problem.
Well, I mean, what's the solution? I mean, you have no control over ICE. Obviously, Donald Trump and whoever's in charge of ICE does not care what people think. I mean, there's nothing. You lost. You got to just wait until the election's over.
And by the way, we're being told by a listener this morning you're wrong. From one of our listeners, that's not correct.
What's not
Once
correct?
Someone is injured, life-saving measures need taken immediately. No one waits for EMTs to roll up.
Well, okay, let me rephrase again. Yeah, I would assume the cops are the ones providing the life-saving measures while they wait for EMTs.
Well, these people were not.
Well, they should have.
Well, they didn't.
I wouldn't have let the random doctor do it. I probably would have done it myself. I could be wrong. Again, not a cop. Cops have at least some first aid knowledge for that reason. I mean, if you get shot, I would hope you have some first aid knowledge to deal with yourself.
Okay, so the fact we know that they just stood there and didn't do anything.
All right, well,
kept people from
that.
Helping the person.
That's
right. Well, there's a lot of disagreement then, isn't there?
With
how this was handled.
Well, sure.
I don't know.
They should have assisted the woman.
They did not.
I understand that. They should have. I disagree with their choices.
Okay. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And here we go. There's a big issue with ICE agents being woefully untrained and unequipped to do their job. This is another example of that. Considering you have an ICE agent walking in front of a 2-ton vehicle and whipping out a gun and claiming they fear for their life.
Well, I don't think you're supposed to be standing in front of a car either. I think you're supposed to be off to the sides for that reason exactly.
Well, they weren't.
I understand that.
So, here we are.
Take it up with ICE.
Okay, well, how do you do that? Here's the problem. It's that the Director of Homeland Security says the lady tried to run him over. And that's why they did this. She didn't say we handled this wrong. She didn't say that we should have done this in a different way. She didn't say that people need better training. Didn't take any responsibility at all. Just flat out said they tried to run. She tried to run the officer over.
Was she in a parking lot, by the way, or was she in the road?
In the road. No, and that's why the mayor said this is bull.
Well, I don't... Who stopped her?
ICE agents.
For what?
Who knows?
Well, I mean, you can't just be pulling people over. That's...
Oh, yes, you can, apparently.
That's not allowed.
Well, don't move. Don't move. You could get shot right through the windshield.
Well, yeah, okay, look, if you pull me over, I'm not allowed to, like... If you pull me over and I didn't do anything, I'm not allowed to just evade. That's, you know, but, like...
Evade what? What did the woman do?
Well, you don't have to do... I mean, like... If you are being detained for a wrong reason, I mean, you still have to comply with the cops. I mean, because otherwise you'd be resisting arrest, and then they'll just tack a resisting on there. What you do, to my understanding, I guess, is just sue them after the fact. Deal with it after the fact.
Well, I'm sure she did not think.
Well, I'm sure she didn't think that she was going to get shot. Otherwise, she probably wouldn't have done it.
Well, I think most people would not have thought they were going to get shot.
Because that's a reasonable thought.
Because that's not what you do.
that's what I said. That's a reasonable thought. I would have also assumed I'm not going to be shot.
But we do it.
They did it, not we.
We're the country. They're there.
Look, I said it. Nothing I voted for in the last national election happened. I lost across the board.
Well, again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. All I know is we were having this big conversation yesterday about camera angles, and I don't really care what camera angle you see. When somebody is at a complete stop and they back up, I don't think they're trying to hit you. If they were trying to hit you, they would have just gunned the gas. Why would you back up from a complete stop?
I don't know. Maybe they maybe they assumed that she was giving herself like a runway or something. Get herself some more speed
and
so there's actually an impact.
And turned. Away from them.
But I don't know. Like I said, they had some thought. I'm not them. I wasn't there.
Well, I guess we could say that about everything.
Well, yeah, I probably would say that about
everything. I think maybe Hitler did the right thing. You know, I wasn't there. I can't really say. No, I wasn't there. I can't say.
I think Hitler thinks he did the right thing.
No.
Most people, like 99% of the world, think that Hitler did the wrong thing. Hitler thinks he did the right thing.
But that's not right. No, you just said if you're not there, you can't say. I'm not there. I can't say.
I haven't seen the video. I haven't read any... Like I said, I've seen two... I saw the headline of the article, and I saw the video of the mayor telling ICE to leave.
My point is, what things are we there for in life that we talk about in the news? Nothing.
Things I know about. I don't know anything about this. I know that a woman got shot...
But that's not being there.
And that the mayor told her to leave.
But that's not being there.
I understand. But, like, you have, like, quotes from people who like... I'm talking about the quotes and things. I'm talking about what they think about the situation.
Right, but that's not what you just said. You just said, I wasn't there.
If I have a quote, it's the same... I'm going to see... I mean, I guess I won't hear inflection, but, like, I'm going to see the words that they said. I mean, it's not the same thing as being there, I suppose, but I get the same speech.
Well, I think you can look at something and make a judgment of it. I think we're in that time.
Yes, and I haven't seen anything. That's what I just said. I saw the headlines, and I saw the mayor tell her to leave. I don't know what happened.
All right, here we go. In one of the videos, you can see her car stopped. What I assume is an ICE agent vehicle moves past her. The truck with two ICE agents pulls into view and stops, and you can see her hand out the window, motioning them to move around her. Also, the two ICE agents jump out of the truck and immediately yell at her to get out and pull... at her car handle to drag her out, while the second agent moves to the front of her vehicle and draws a weapon. She tries to move around them, and they shoot her repeatedly in the head. All right, and again, the phone lines are open if you have anything to say about this. A lot of people did yesterday. Maybe not so much today. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So, those are the subjects. I don't want any police enforcement officer to be run over, but that's not what I saw in that video. So, did you see it? It's not a long video.
No, I was trying to read an article.
Well, I think you should watch the video.
Which video is it? There are lots of videos.
Well, I think any angle is pretty much going to show you the same thing.
Well, no, I mean like this video is 6 minutes. This one's 3 minutes. This one's 5 minutes. This one's 10 minutes. Like, I don't know which video we're talking
about. Go to an accredited news site and look at the video that they have posted. 740-383-9944. Okay, well, what do you make of the city's finances? Let's go there. You weren't at city council on Monday, but basically the mayor, people in the city are not getting paid correctly. Payroll's all screwed up. And the auditor says it's because of the AEP issue, I think. Company said she'd like to get rid of it. It's a disaster. And the mayor got up and said the only person you have to blame, if you want to blame somebody, all you have to do is look in the mirror.
Well, I mean, you know, I think that... I think that's Probably not true. I mean, I don't know for certain, but to my understanding, the auditor had nothing to do with the picking of ADP as the payroll system, and she is not a fan of it. And also, I would assume she has to put in all the pay grades and all the overtime and all the employees and, you know, things like that. I don't think I would highly doubt that comes in preloaded. So, I mean, she's probably has to, I don't know how long it's been the system, but she probably had to, like, set up a whole, like, database or whatever you want to call that. Also, as far as the financial situations in its entirety, I mean, the council had to vote on a budget, and the budget had to be put forward by the administration. So, I don't think you can blame just the auditor.
Well, why do you think that's what the mayor did?
Well, I mean,
And the council, well, I can't say all of council, certainly the finance chair, Twyla.
Well, I mean, no, I don't think anybody wants to be the bad, well, not the bad guy, I don't think anybody wants to be in the wrong, or however you want to phrase that. Nobody wants to have created the problem.
Well, what about this idea, from all the government you've watched in the last couple years, where Twyla Lang said on Monday night to one of the people complaining about their paychecks that the auditor's an elected official, the mayor's an elected official, and we're elected officials, and we all are in our own lanes.
Well, like I said, I mean, to my understanding, ADP was not the auditor's choice, and that's in the auditor's office now. I guess they're just directing her to get information, which I guess is part of her job, but it seems like they're doing that, like, a lot. I mean, they're always on her about phone calls. I'm sure that one of them could take a phone call one point or another. I mean, Twyla's finance chair, I'm sure she looks at the budget just as much as anyone else, I'd assume. Why didn't she call up the IRS or whoever they need to talk to if Miranda's busy doing whatever she's doing? I don't think that's the case.
Well, and you've heard her say this before, and she did it again Monday, when she says, we are working on it, who is we?
Well, I think most of the time it's her, Chelsea, and the mayor.
Okay, so, are those people all in their own lanes?
None of those people were the auditor.
Right. So you,
or the treasurer, for that matter.
Why don't they call the auditor to that meeting? Why don't they go to the auditor's office and have that meeting?
Well,
do they not know where it is?
Maybe they assume that the auditor's busy doing something.
You know, here's how life works in my world. if I would call a meeting in a room and invite somebody to come and they don't show up, and I'm in the same building with them, I probably walk to their office and say, where are you? Not that hard.
Yeah.
But apparently what happens down there is that they have a meeting. If somebody doesn't show up, they just have the meeting anyway. And then the next time they bring it up, they say, you didn't come.
Were they invited?
You never know.
Well, I mean, you know, if she's invited to the meetings and she didn't go to the meetings, that's on her, I guess. But if they're not inviting her to the meetings and then talking about how
I don't know that is on her, because if you are that desperate financially and she's in the same building as you, she's down the hall, you can't walk down there and say, where are you? Why aren't you down here?
If I got an invitation to a meeting and I didn't go to the meeting, I think that's on me. I don't think you should be coming down and being like, hey man, what you doing?
But if I need your input, if I'm going to ream you out later on about it, why am I not trying to call you? What kind of meeting can I have about the city's finances without the auditor?
I mean, I don't know, probably not as good as it could be. I mean, the auditor does a lot of looking at the books, I would assume.
Okay, so we're calling a meeting about the city's finances. Let's say we invite the auditor. Again, I'm sitting in the same building with the auditor at the time. I'm probably 40 feet from the auditor's office. She's not there. I've invited her. I don't walk down to say, where are you? I can't pick up the phone and say, why aren't you down here? No. What I do is I mark that down as you absent, and then the next meeting, I complain because you didn't come.
I don't think that it's really on them to have to go and track down the, like I said, if
track down.
Hold on.
Walk down the hallway.
Yes, walk down the hallway. If they invited the auditor and the auditor does not come, I think that's on the auditor. But, I mean, you know, also, at the same time, I mean, I don't think that they should then just file that away and use it to beat her over the head in the meetings. I mean, you can't have it both ways. I mean, if you go down to her office, say, hey, where are you? And then she's like, I'm not coming to the meeting. Sucks to suck. I think then at that point, maybe, you I don't even know then. I'm not big on bashing people in public. Reprimand in private.
I think they enjoy it.
Reprimand in private, praise in public.
Oh, there's no praise.
Oh, yeah, I understand that. But reprimand in private.
I don't know. You know, I just cannot figure out how all these people, the conference room and all their offices are on the same floor. What is so hard?
But again, by the same logic, I mean, if I invited the auditor, what's so hard for the auditor to just walk down to the meeting?
Right, but I'm not saying that she shouldn't come, but if she's not there and I am 20 feet away from her, I'm going to go find out why she's not there.
Probably. I'd probably do the same thing. I mean, you know, it's not like it's a trek or anything.
This isn't rocket science.
I mean, yeah, I agree.
You don't think if... Now, see, over with the county commissioners, you don't think that the county commissioners, if they were having a meeting and they thought that the auditor should have been present, the county auditor, and she's not at that meeting, somebody's not going to say, hey, where's the auditor? Let's call her. Yeah. Where is she? She okay?
I think that would be the... Yes, I think that would be the rational... Well, I don't know about rational. I don't think rational is a good word. But I think that's at least what I would do. I mean, yeah. I mean, if I'm having a meeting and I feel that somebody should be present because they have information that would be important to what we're discussing, I would probably be able to be at least trying to find out what they're up to.
I'm trying to figure out what goes on that third floor at City Hall.
Well, I mean, I think they've said in the meetings before that the auditor doesn't really talk to the treasurer doesn't really talk to the auditor, nobody's talking to anybody, apparently.
So what do you do with that?
Well, I mean, communication's key. I mean, I don't know what you do about that. You got to start talking.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. What do you make of this? Let's go back to this. Weslin Davis and Stephen Wolf and Ben Weber. You know, Weslin certainly has been spending the money. There's no shock there that... she's putting out these very big signs all over the place. She's spending some money in this campaign.
Well, I mean, you know, she wants to win, so that's how you do it, I suppose.
Right, but is there any combating that?
I haven't seen anything for Ben Weber, I don't think, besides the, you know, him being around at the fair, and he's you know, in public a lot. And you know, Stephen Wolf, he just got into the race, and I don't even think, well, apparently he's not even, like, actually in the race yet, because he's not even having his, like, official, like, party thing until, like, the 15th. So, yeah, it seems that on the money front, she's rather uncontested right now. Or at least on the spending front. I don't know about the money front.
But do you think it will matter? Do you think she's likable?
Well, I mean, I think that if you spend enough money, you can... I'm sure you could convince enough people to do something or another. I mean, that's how advertising works. But I don't know. I mean, she's also been out in, you know, public. So...
Well, you've met them all now.
Yeah.
What's your thumbnail sketch of each of them?
Well, I don't know them all that well, but I mean, they're all nice enough people. I think they're all, as far as their politics go, I think they're all, you know, roughly the same. I think each and every one of them that we've had in here have said pretty much the same thing. I think they've even all said that they're pretty much the same. So, I don't really understand how that works. I think if you're all the same, what's the point in three people running? You're just going to split the vote for no reason. Especially if you all believe, you know, generally the same thing according to them. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Well, why is that right now in the Republican Party? Basically, you have to agree on everything. DeWine is not the greatest Republican. Vivek is going to be the next governor. Trump is good. It's basically who's the more conservative is basically how they all tend to run.
Well, I mean, I don't necessarily know that that's true.
Well, what's the difference between the three of them, issue-wise?
I mean, to my understanding, I mean, they have presented the issues roughly the same way. But I think that maybe the priorities are, like, swapped. Like, I mean, if you asked them each for their top three, biggest campaign issues, the top three might be different, but overall, I think that the top 10 list would all be roughly the same things, if that makes sense.
So, there we are again. What's the difference?
Well, I think that's just what they're going to focus on might be different, but ultimately, like, if legislation comes out, I think that you can... I don't want to say count on one of them to vote the same as the other ones, because I don't know that for sure, but... even according to the themselves, they're all pretty much the same candidate.
I just find it interesting that they all, apparently that's what you have to do now. Support Donald Trump, support Vivek Ramaswamy, and be indifferent about Mike DeWine.
Well, I don't know that you have to. Well,
apparently you do.
I don't know, Vivek's gubernatorial choice looks like he almost picked that because DeWine was going to endorse him if he did.
Well, that's a whole nother thing. We'll get into that next hour. But I don't know. A lot of this is very strange to me about these local races. I'm trying to find the difference in the party politics.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know what the differences are. I look at these people in primaries, and I'm trying to find the big difference. What are the differences here?
Well, I mean, I guess there's like a slightly different level of experience. I mean, I think Ben Weber told us he had worked at the State House with some people as well. Jerome Township for Wesleyan, and then for Stephen Wolf. He said that he was on city council, and he had also worked at the State House. So, I mean, there's, you know, slight disparities.
Does anybody have anything to say about the Stephen Wolf interview this morning? Did that impress anybody? Any comments? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Kind of a slow morning this morning, but it is 56 degrees in January.
And yeah, now's a good day to go do something.
It is a good day to go do something. And I should mention, you know, when I came into the studio on Monday, it was 89 degrees in the morning. So clearly something was wrong. This is not normal. I left the window open that day and came back in on Tuesday. And I think we were at 72. And then I came in on Wednesday and had left the window open again and realized there was a big problem because we were at 62 on Wednesday. So I shut the window, and since then, we've been hovering right around 70. And I don't feel any heat in this building right now, and there's kind of an odd smell in the hallway. I think they're working on the heating system here.
Well, that's good, I guess. I mean... Maybe we're not the only ones to complain about the... I don't even know that it was complaining. I think we would just let them know that, hey, it was getting like 90 degrees.
Well, my guess would be, I think, because this building, you know, nobody has a thermostat.
Well, this building's old, isn't it?
Well, I'm sure the thermostats or the heating system's been replaced at some point.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm saying nobody has a thermostat. And I think somewhere along the line, the maybe it was a vent, maybe it was part of the system, I don't know. I think either it stopped working or it got plugged up, and all the heat was sent to a particular portion of this building. And I think that's what happened. Because I did hear that there were some offices that had no heat. And our office had extreme heat.
Yeah, that sounds about right then. I think, yeah. I mean, the air's got to go somewhere.
So I think they've probably cut the heat altogether while they try to figure out what's going on with the heating system. Because I don't feel any heat in here, unless they've adjusted it from a central point because it was so hot in here.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, the hallway feels about the same it always feels to me, so...
I don't hear anything running in the hallway. Normally, you hear it.
Maybe I don't pay attention or I'm deaf. I don't know that I've ever listened to it.
I've heard it in the hallway before. Again, phone lines are open this morning, 740-383-9944. You know, it's the 250th anniversary of the country, and apparently there's going to be some kind of, I don't know exactly what it is, newspaper articles or write-ups about people every week, I guess, leading into the 250th anniversary locally. And somehow, how is this explained? It's going to be things you didn't know about these people.
Like, did you know?
I guess, something like that.
Well, that's interesting, I guess.
But it almost seems to me like, apparently there was some kind of group that chose this.
Like, chose the people?
Yeah, yeah. Heads of organizations or something.
Who'd they pick?
Well, I don't... I looked the other day. Let me see if I can find it here. Who the first four people are.
Well, you gotta have Mary Ellen and Harding. I think those
Well,
are
Mary
those.
Ellen, I think, is the first. If I was not mistaken. Am not mistaken. I think... I think she is the first. Which, that's a good choice.
Yeah, that's good.
But, the others, I don't know.
Well, I would go Mary Ellen with, I don't know, how many are there?
Well, I think that they'll have to go, I don't know, how many weeks are there till
July? They're going one a week every week?
Right.
Oh, that's going to be a lot of people. Well, I don't know that I could give you that many names. I'd throw in at least Mary Ellen, I'd throw in Harding, and I'd throw in Norman Thomas. I think those are some good choices right there.
I'm not sure if people know who Norman Thomas is.
You could throw in Marilyn Meskey.
Yeah, I think she'd be a good choice.
You don't think people know who Norman Thomas is?
Here we go. Here's the first four. The first four, they're called the Did You Know? On Mondays, we'll be sharing content that matches the monthly themes. January's theme is Marion's first... Oh, okay, here we go. Now we got a whole new thing.
Okay.
Apparently, there's a different theme every month. Okay. January's theme is Marion's firsts and originals. Okay?
Okay.
The spotlight. Okay, here are the first and originals. Do you got it?
The first and originals.
Mary Ellen Withrow.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Thorpe.
Okay.
Dr. Frederick Smith.
Yeah.
Charlie Evers.
Okay. I mean... I know who two of those people are. Who is Jim Thorpe?
Football player.
Sounds familiar.
Olympian.
Ah, yes, an Olympian. That's, yes, yeah.
I don't know about this list, but okay.
Yeah, I don't know who the doctor is. I'm sorry to that fellow, but...
First in what?
I know the other three.
First in what? I mean, how is this... I mean, so what are these people first in? First, and what are they original in?
Well, I mean, I'm sure I could find a first. I mean, like, I'm sure Mary Ellen's the first treasurer.
Well, no, I think Mary Ellen.
Sorry, I'm sure she's the first United States treasurer from here. And then,
well, no, I don't have any problem with Mary Ellen. Mary Ellen's not the one I'm having problems with.
I don't know anything about the doctor, so I don't know about that. I'm sure. Well, I'm not sure, but I would assume that Jim Thorpe fellow's the only Olympian we've had.
I think Jim Thorpe's probably a good choice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know about the other two, though.
What do you got against Charlie? I think Charlie.
Well, no, I knew Charlie.
Yeah,
he's
but
fine.
I think I don't know. I mean, he did things. Yeah, he got like the peanut push and the Buckeye Chuck and Evers Arena and.
Okay.
He did things.
Well. Okay.
All right.
I don't know. I mean, fine. Good, I guess. I'm just saying, if I had to pick four, my top four, those wouldn't be the top four. President Harding would probably bump one of them out.
I would throw. Well, I don't know. I'd definitely do Marion Harding and Norman Thomas, though.
No Norman Thomas either.
Why?
Well, you just told me why the four were good.
Oh, no,
I'm not saying they don't deserve to be honored.
I don't know.
I'm just
doctor.
Saying that those are not the four people that come to mind for me as first and original.
Well, yeah, I mean, Jim Thorpe would be good. I guess I could put Jim Thorpe in that list.
Jim Thorpe and Mary Ellen I would put in there.
My four's done. I got Norman Thomas, Mary Ellen Harding, and Jim Thorpe.
Oh, that'd be a good list. That's not the list.
I understand that.
So, again, I'm wondering who's making these decisions.
Well, somebody, I guess.
I'd put Madge Cooper in there. She was the first woman.
Yeah. And Marion, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, one of the first women. She certainly did that with the Franny Award. That's what I say. It all comes down
to... like top five in like the country? Or like first five?
I don't know. It would all depend on what was going on national radio at the time, but she'd be in there early.
That's pretty cool.
But what I'm saying is, I don't want to offend anybody's families in that whole thing because I don't know Dr. Fred whatever or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know.
But no, I'm just saying that would not be, if we're talking about first, I mean, shouldn't somebody be looking at these lists? I mean, or is this just let's have some fun?
Well, I would assume.
You know, I think what this is who's got an advocate. That's what it sounds like to me. Who's advocating for these people? Which is usually how these lists come about.
I could see that. So, that makes sense.
Why not the first mayor of Marion? Why not the person who founded Marion?
Yeah, put Heber Baker in there.
You know, I don't know. I mean, I guess that's a weird list to me.
I mean, you know, I'm sure there could be a better one. Yeah.
And they do know Charlie was not from Marion, don't they?
I guess not. I didn't know that.
I guess not.
I didn't know that.
He was not. No.
Where's he from?
Bucyrus.
Oh, Buckyrus.
Yeah.
That's what up.
So, I mean, here we are. But God bless them. Do what they want. I could tell them some things. if you want do you know, I could tell you some do you knows.
Well, that's good.
I know Mary Ellen pretty well.
Yeah?
I could give you some do-you-knows. I knew Charlie pretty well. I could give you some do-you-knows.
Do you know Harding?
No, I didn't know Harding.
What? He gets up out of the grave and comes over?
Well, I know that. I know that part of him. Yeah. But, you know, well, Harding's not even on the list.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
That's what I said. That's why I don't agree with
Harding
that.
The Harding High School and the Harding Memorial, and they didn't even feel the need.
That's what I... Marilyn Meskey certainly is a first.
Yeah, I throw Marilyn Meskey in there.
That's what I'm saying. That list to me is kind of bizarre.
If
anybody knows who that doctor is, call me in. I bet a family member's on that list somewhere. You can guarantee that.
I'm sorry to that doctor, but I've never heard of that man.
All right, we'll be back right after this.
Margaret Bradley.